This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now. So much going on in Trump land, I can't keep up with it. Can you? All good. I mean, we got him on the run. It was only about a month and a half ago that everybody thought things were going badly and that the Stormy Daniels thing was just dominating the news, and a lot of people thought Trump was done, finished. Finito. Not yours truly. Not Wayne Allyn Root. And Trump has made such an incredible comeback. Things are going so well that it's hard to even believe that it was a month or 6 weeks ago that everybody was worried about Trump. There's a reason why his ratings are going back up again. And the public is starting to understand what a great president Donald Trump is. And the public is starting to understand what terrible people in the media. Terrible, terrible, terrible people. So let me open up with, before I get to anything else, the IG, the Inspector General, Horowitz. This guy's fantastic, this Horowitz guy. Inspector General of the Department of Justice. He's just wonderful. IG Horowitz. And he has found reasonable grounds that the FBI violated federal criminal law in the Bureau's handling of the Hillary investigation. So, in other words, FBI agents are going to go to jail. FBI leadership is going to go to jail. DOJ leadership is going to go to jail. Everything that yours truly, Wayne Root, ever told you about the FBI being dirty is true. And these guys are going to pay for it. I mean, what do you think right now if you're Comey? What do you think right now if you're Andrew McCabe? If you're Lisa Page? If you're Peter Strzok? You're all done. You're finished. You tried to destroy my president. You tried to fix the system to save Hillary because you thought she was going to be elected president. She'd let you off. But she didn't get elected. You screwed up. The deep state screwed up. There is a war in this country right now. And this Inspector General Horowitz has got balls. He's amazing. I mean, he's a registered Democrat, to my knowledge. And this guy tells the truth in every Inspector General report. He destroyed McCabe. Now he's destroying Comey. And now he's destroying the entire FBI leadership for being criminals. He has found reasonable grounds for believing there's been a violation of federal criminal law in the FBI's handling of the Hillary Clinton email investigation. And Horowitz has referred his findings of potential criminal misconduct to Huber for potential criminal prosecution, says investigative reporter Paul Sperry. Buckle up, because IG Horowitz's report is going to light D.C. up. Wow. Investigative reporter Paul Sperry dropped this gem Thursday. Breaking, IG Horowitz has found reasonable grounds for believing there's been a violation of federal criminal law in the FBI DOJ's handling of the Clinton investigations and has referred his findings for possible criminal misconduct for criminal prosecution to Huber. I guess that's one of the undersecretaries of the DOJ, I would assume. Wow. Breaking, Comey Yates targeted General Flynn in a CIA investigation a year before he communicated with the Russian ambassador in December 2016 as a transition official. And the trigger was Flynn sitting at the same table with Putin at a December 2015 Moscow event, even though the Green Party's Jill Stein was also at the table. AG Sessions revealed in March U.S. Attorney John Huber will be the top federal prosecutor who will be investigating DOJ and FBI abuses. So that's why you referred it to Huber. However, many Trump supporters are skeptical because U.S. Attorney John Huber was first appointed to his position by Barack Obama. You know, when you read this stuff, you just go, because often I read the headlines and I say, wow, great story. I got to tell this to my fans, tell it to my listeners, tell it to my viewers on Newsmax TV. But then you get to the stuff at the bottom, and I haven't read it before. I only read the headline in the first paragraph. Sources saying the report on the FBI's seventh floor, which is their leadership floor, under Comey's directorship, is absolutely damning and worse than expected. Wow. So this report is not even out yet. Some of it is leaked. And it is bad news for the FBI, but you just can't believe when you read it's all being referred to Huber, and it's U.S. Attorney John Huber will be the top federal prosecutor investigating DOJ and FBI abuses, and he was appointed by Barack Obama. Do you think you can get anything real and fair, anything at all, out of a guy like that? I just don't know. I just don't think so. I don't believe in Sessions, Jeff Sessions anymore, and I don't believe in a guy appointed by Obama ever is going to get to the bottom and indict people and prosecute people who are Democrats. The federal judge who ripped the Mueller team obtains the scope memo detailing the Russian probe. Can the special counsel indict President Trump? Fox News senior judicial analyst Judge Napolitano gives his take. The federal judge who recently ripped in special counsel Robert Mueller's team has obtained a copy of the so-called scope memo that lays out the parameters of the Russian probe. Prosecutors have turned over the memo, a court document filed Thursday shows, under seal to U.S. District Judge T.S. Eliot III. Eliot demanded to see an unredacted copy of Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's August 2017 scope memo to Mueller outlining the scope of the special counsel's Russia probe. And he demanded this during a court hearing earlier this month. The scope letter is what Rosenstein said is the actual area that Mr. Mueller can investigate. He hasn't given it to Congress. I think we're co-equal branches of government. We'd like to see it without redactions. So this guy Ellis is the one who harshly rebuked Mueller's team, suggesting they're seeking unfettered power, more interested in bringing down the president than prosecuting former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort. And so they've given him the scope memo. We'll see what happens with that. And then we have the new MS-13 controversy. President Trump says, I will always call MS-13 animals. President Trump spoke to reporters Thursday afternoon, this is what I mean by him having the media on the run, during a White House meeting with NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg, during which a reporter asked Trump about his animals comment in response to a question about the difficulty of deporting MS-13 gang members made at a White House meeting Wednesday on California sanctuary laws. Trump's response, calling the gang members animals, was misreported by many in the media as Trump calling all immigrants or undocumented immigrants animals and used by liberals to smear Trump as Hitler. Trump told the press Thursday, we'll always refer to MS-13 and other gangs as animals. I'm referring to MS-13 gangs that are coming in. I was talking about the MS-13. If you look further under the tape, you will see that. He clarifies, these aren't people, these are animals. The RNC posted a video clip with the context of Trump's original comments from Wednesday. See it for yourself. Take 1 minute to watch the full context. So he called MS-13 animals. Do you think America is going to take Trump's side, or is America going to take the media side? Well, I guarantee you they're going to take Trump's side. And so Kellyanne Conway demands an apology over lies about President Trump's MS-13 immigrant animals comment. AP deletes a tweet and CNN clarifies. Counselor to the President Kellyanne Conway posted a demand for an apology to President Donald Trump and the victims of MS-13 gang violence from those who lied about Trump's comments calling MS-13 gang members animals when discussing California's illegal alien sanctuary policy at a White House roundtable Wednesday. The news media, led by NBC's Andrea Mitchell, there's another piece of work, The New York Times and C-SPAN, created a lie that Trump called all immigrants animals, that he called undocumented immigrants animals. Either way, the reports and video clips are stripped of the context that Trump was responding to Fresno County Sheriff Margaret Mims complaining that California's sanctuary policies prevent her from contacting ICE about MS-13 gang members in the Fresno jail unless they meet a certain threshold. Democratic politicians and activists, celebrities and Mexican officials piled on, condemning Trump, falsely accusing him of dehumanizing migrants, and of course calling him Hitler. CNN's Jake Tapper, posted context of Trump's comments Thursday morning after the conservative media had been reporting the context since Wednesday afternoon. Conway keyed off Tapper's tweet for her demand for an apology. Others who rushed to judgment to get the president rather than to get the story owe President Trump an apology, and the grieving loved ones who have lost family members to gang violence an apology. Wow. Right before noon today, the Associated Press posted it was deleting a misleading tweet about Trump's animal content. AP has deleted a tweet from late Wednesday on Trump's animals comment about immigrants because it wasn't made clear he was speaking after a comment about gang members. Thursday afternoon, CNN clarified their lack of context tweet from the day before. As reported in the article above, Trump's remarks late Wednesday were in response to comments about members of MS-13 and other undocumented immigrants who were deported for committing crimes. Late Wednesday, Donald Trump Jr. slammed Andrea Mitchell for lying about his father. A tough takedown by California governor after real Donald Trump calls people trying to get into the country animals, not people. He was specifically talking about MS-13, and you know it. They are animals. I know you would rather side with them than Trump, as you so often make clear. But it's a bad look for you, Andrea, says Donald Trump Jr. in response to that tweet by Andrea Mitchell, saying that Trump's calling all undocumented immigrants animals. CBS News was the exception in the media, posting video and reporting online about Trump's comments in proper context. President Trump on Wednesday encouraged the Justice Department to investigate Oakland Mayor Libby Schaaf for obstruction of justice after she tipped off immigration communities about an immigration and customs enforcement sweep. Trump made the comments at the California Sanctuary State Roundtable. To me, that's obstruction of justice, Trump said, and perhaps the Department of Justice can look into that. According to the White House pool reporter in the room, Sessions sat stone-faced as Mr. Trump made his remarks. The president also called some illegal immigrants not human, but animals, after Fresno's mayor expressed difficulty in capturing and punishing illegal immigrants accused of crimes such as members of MS-13 gang. So if you look at the transcript, Trump was talking about MS-13 gang members who have tattoos all over their face, all over their body, and who murder people, who stick pickaxes and ice picks in your eye, who plunge machetes into your brain, cut your head off, who slice your throat and watch it bleed out, who rape women before they die, before they murder them. That's called an animal. And you think the people of America won't stand with Trump on this one, huh? The press lied, made up what he said, and they're out there defending MS-13. Will Trump fight for the American people? What a great president. And boy, is he kicking butt. Wayne Allyn, War Now. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I was one of the biggest critics of Barack Obama in the national media. You may remember from stories at Fox News. Suddenly, I was under massive IRS attack. I interviewed all the top tax lawyers in America, and I hired Sam Landis. Sam did an amazing job. The entire IRS was out to destroy me, and we won. Not once, but twice. I didn't owe a penny. Thank you, Sam Landis. Many of you have hired non-lawyer tax resolution firms and have spent thousands of dollars getting nowhere. Do yourself a favor. Call Sam Landis and get honest answers about your IRS case free. After your free confidential conversation, you'll be surprised at how affordable it is to hire one of the top tax lawyers in the country. In many cases, it's as little as $500 per month for only a few months. Trust me, Sam Landis is the best. I'm passionate about this. Sam saved my life. The phone number is simple. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. That's toll-free. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. Trust me, it will be one of the best things you've ever done. 800-WE-HELP-YOU with the letter U. 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life. Clothing that looks cool, but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
War now!
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, another wild day in Trump land. Lots of stuff going on. Wayne Allyn Root on USA Radio, Newsmax TV, Las Vegas Review Journal, with many of my columns headlining all over the United States on Real Clear Politics. Major new book deal coming out in November. Just officially signed by both sides today, but still I haven't cleared yet whether I can announce what I'm writing. So let's just wait a few days till I get clearance. But it's a book about Donald Trump, and it'll be one of the biggest books of the year. It'll be big time promotion starting in this fall, all over television and radio and internet and you name it. It'll be everywhere in front of conservatives. The book about Donald Trump by Wayne Allyn Root. I got to write it in the next 60 days. Can you imagine what my life's like? 3 hours a day of radio and TV. Got to write 2 newspaper columns a week, write lots of conservative media columns, do lots of interviews, run all my businesses, find all the sponsors and advertisers for radio and TV. Local as well as national radio, as well as national TV, and then I got to write a book. Where do I find an extra 2-3 hours a day? They don't exist. Before I got the book deal, I said there aren't enough hours in the day. I need 48 hours in a 24-hour day. Now I need like 72 hours in a 24-hour day. But I am your relentless Trump warrior, so I'll find a way to get it done. And your relentless conservative warrior and middle-class warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, warrior for truth, justice, and the American way, patriot, capitalist evangelist, and American-made and proud of it. You can only find a war like this in the USA. I'm an ass-kicker, not an ass-kisser. This show is coming to you from the entertainment and low-tax capital of America, Las Vegas. By the way, where guns are welcome and taxes are banned by the state constitution. What a great state. This place is heaven. And my flagship station, 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET, owned and operated by Edward Stolz, stations all over this great country, blessed by God and syndicated by USA Radio. The great Fred Weinberg. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of the show. We're in the Tangible Investments studio. Be among the first 100 callers, and Tangible Investments will send you absolutely free a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle along with your guide for investing in precious metals. They've been around for 30 years. They stand the test of time, tangible investments. Not American Silver Eagle coins. Tangible investments has been around for 30 years, and their number one selling product has beaten the Dow by a margin of 3-1 since 1970. To receive your free American Silver Eagle with a value of about $20 or so of silver inside, call 800-780-9000. So it's worth about $20, and you're getting it free. What do you got to lose? A beautiful, big, bold, brassy American Silver Eagle coin. First 100, get it. Ready, set, go. 800-780-9000. 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com. Tangible Investments Incorporated, TII1.com. We're the most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the USA, 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-927-8255. My website's RootForAmerica.com. RootForAmerica.com. My email is WayneRoot@gmail.com. And you can reach me at Twitter. You can read all my tweets. I send out about 20 of them a day, and all of them are pretty outrageous. At Real Wayne Root. At Real, R-E-A-L, Wayne Root. I guess I got that from the water, right? I drink real water. I love real water. They provide all the water for the show absolutely free because they believe in this show, the Wayne L. Root Show, and they believe in our message. Brent Jones, a real conservative, runs Real Water. Thank you, Brent Jones, for supplying all the water for free. Thank you, thank you, thank you. All right, big news going on in America today. First of all, the White House says U.S. is choking on 10.7 million legal immigrants. I didn't say illegal, I said legal immigrants. In a stiff pushback against claims the administration's immigration policies are inhumane, the White House today said the nation is choking on the 10.7 million legal immigrants and refugees allowed in over the past 10 years that are in addition to 11.3 million illegals here. Insider reports that many come here and end up on taxpayer-funded welfare. Census data shows the current U.S. immigration policy admits a large numbers of individuals who struggle to become financially independent and instead rely on a vast array of government benefits paid for by the taxpayers. For instance, roughly half of all immigrant-headed households use one or more welfare programs. It provided staggering numbers of legal immigration under former President Barack Obama. The number of lawful permanent residents totaled 1.7 million. From fiscal 2008 to 2017. That's a population of foreign nationals larger than the entire population of Philadelphia. And this does not include those who are designated temporary protected status, about 442,000. Wow. Overall, it said the U.S. has permanently resettled over 10 million immigrants since 2008. This includes nearly 500,000 foreign nationals who were admitted via lottery winners, visa lottery winners, and over 7 million foreign nationals who were admitted on the basis of family ties. Oh, yeah, there's, you know, Trump's policies. Wow, there's just no immigrants here, right? How are they ever going to get in? And how about the California resistance to Trump administration includes 32 lawsuits, including everything from health care and DACA to the border wall. 32 lawsuits. So much more to tell you about, including the most unbelievable scandal in U.S. history. And we'll get back to Trump and the MS-13 animals line that was a trap, and the liberals fell for it. And now we win the election big. It's the Democrats standing with MS-13 animals and us calling them animals. Who you voting for? I dare you. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Blue Blocker Sunglasses. How good are blue blockers? First, America's astronauts use the same blue blocking formula in outer space. And over 20 million pairs have been sold throughout the world. 20 million. They're as stylish as sunglasses, costing hundreds more. They look great on both men and women. Blue blockers provide the best eye protection, blocking 100% of the UVA, UVB, and blue light. Blue light is very bad for your eyes and often the cause of many eye diseases. Blue blocker sunglasses block 100% of the blue light. They're the most protective sunglasses you can own. You can hit the lens with a hammer and the lens won't shatter. We've heard of cases where a blue blocker customer got into a car accident, and if it weren't for blue blockers, they would be blind today. So call toll free and order one pair for $29.95 or two pairs for $39.95 plus postage. You receive a pair of standard aviator style blue blockers with carrying case neck strap, and if you're not 100% satisfied, you can return them within 90 days for a full refund. Just call toll free 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777, 800-722-7777.
War now! USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Donald Trump was once again asked about his meeting coming up possibly with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
As of this moment, everything we know, I mean, North Korea is actually talking to us about times and everything else as though nothing happened.
Today, the Senate confirmed Gina Haspel to be the next director of the CIA, making her the first woman to lead the nation's premier organization. Senator Richard Burr, Republican from North Carolina, said this was a big vote, no matter how you slice it.
It may be impossible to measure the importance of that breakthrough, but I do know that it will send a signal to the current workforce and to the workforce of the future that a lifetime of commitment to the agency and its mission can and will be rewarded.
Final numbers on Wall Street today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 54 points to close today at 24,713. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise has led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We'll be right back.
find Wade on the Road War Now, USA Radio. By the way, if you are listening on USA Radio, but you have never watched me on Newsmax TV, that means you don't have DirecTV, you don't have Dish, you're not in a cable system like Fios or UVerse that carries 50 million homes get Newsmax TV. But if you're not with any of those, and you're really conservative, and you want to watch War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show every night, 5 nights a week, then you want to get it on your local cable system, like right here in Vegas, for example. You want to call Cox Cable and tell them you want your war. You want Wayne Allyn Root. And the only way to get it is for them to pick up Newsmax TV. And how do you call Cox Cable? How do you call any cable carrier in the country if you're listening right now? You just call the following number, 844-500-6397, 844, toll free, 844-500-6397, 844-500-6397. And Newsmax will connect you to your cable carrier wherever you are in the USA. They'll look it up, they'll find it for you, and they'll connect you right there, and you'll be into the system, and boom, you can tell them you want your Newsmax TV so you can watch Wayne Allyn Root. All right, we've got our guest on the line. There's so much to talk about. It's hard to keep up with it all, but Christina Wong, Pentagon reporter for Breitbart News, is with us. The website is Breitbart.com, one of my favorite websites in the world. Every day I wake up and I look at Drudge, I look at Breitbart, I look at Zero Hedge, I look at Fox News, I look at the New York Post, and I look at Gateway Pundit. Those are my favorite websites other than Root for America, my own. I love Breitbart. Christina Wong, welcome to the show.
Hey, Wayne. Thanks for having me on.
So leakers to the New York Times confirm that the FBI ran a spy operation against Trump. So explain to me, and this is nothing new to me. I've been predicting this for a long time. The whole point of getting the FISA warrant, I didn't know they had a person inside as a spy, the organization, but the whole point of the FISA warrant was clearly to, it was like Watergate, it was clearly to spy on the Trump campaign and tell Hillary and her top lieutenants exactly what was going on, what they were planning. Now it goes a step further. They had a spy inside the campaign organization. Isn't this Watergate times 10,000?
Yeah, I mean, there's just so much that we're learning day by day. And, you know, I think it's because House Intelligence Committee Chairman Devin Nunes, he's been chipping away at this little by little. And so last month, he had requested some information about this top secret intelligence source, and so leakers panicked. They went to the Post, and you know they said, "Oh, Nunes is trying to get this information." They went to the White House. They tried to stop him from getting the information. They failed. So you know now we have this New York Times story that admits that the FBI had at least one government informant that was interacting with the Trump campaign. And so that seems to be a confirmation of the top secret intelligence source. You know, it's coming out, I think, because Nunes is getting closer and closer. And then you also have the Justice Department Inspector General report that's wrapped up, at least the part on the Clinton email investigation. So that's going to come out. And I think just leakers are panicking and they're just, you know, starting to blab. And
by the way, did you see, I know you're here to give me news, but I want to give you news, Christina Wong. It is out now at Zero Hedge that I.G. Horowitz found reasonable grounds that the FBI violated federal criminal law in the Bureau's handling of the Hillary investigation. That is not in the headlines at Fox News.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
yes, that is news.
Right now. But it is Zero Hedge. So I guess it's a leak. I guess it's a leak because it's not out yet. But he found that the FBI violated federal criminal law in the Bureau's handling of the Hillary investigation. And he's going to recommend criminal charges, criminal prosecution. I mean, this is big.
Wow.
This is huge.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that's huge, and that's not even to the Trump campaign investigation yet, you know? So
yeah.
I think, yeah, you're seeing a lot of preemptive, let's hurry up and get our side of the story out there before everything comes out, so and everything is going to come out. So, yeah, that's interesting. I'm going to have to go check that out.
I'm watching this volcano blow in Hawaii, and it kind of reminds me of what's happening in Washington, D.C. Trump has just exploded
yes,
the whole
metaphor.
D.C. swamp, you know? It's the whole D.C. swamp is being expelled out of the volcano, throwing it up, and people are scared, you know? They're scared in Hawaii. I feel bad for them. I love Hawaii, one of my favorite places in the world, by the way, and I feel scared for them. But the people in the D.C. swamp, they deserve it, I'll tell you. Terrible, terrible stuff.
Yeah.
Let's talk about a second thing. I was on an interview this morning. And they asked me what I thought about Gina Haspel and whether she'd be confirmed, whether I worried about it. I said, no, not worried at all. She's going to get confirmed today. Of course she is. And sure enough, she was confirmed. So good news. We have a new CIA director, and she becomes the first woman to ever serve as CIA director. Who says that Republicans are anti-woman? It's ridiculous. I love it when you say first black, first Hispanic, first woman. If they
exactly.
earned it, if they actually deserve it, it's great.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a number of women in leadership positions in this administration. Early on, I did a piece on the women running the National Security Council. And, you know, there are a lot of women. There are women spokespeople at the Pentagon, I believe for the NSC, and, of course, at the White House, you know. So, yeah, there's plenty of women in leadership positions in this administration.
Tell me a little bit about Gina Haspel. I'm not an expert on this topic, and... You know, my first thought was, look, Trump wanted her, so I'm all for her. I'm a big, you know, champion of Donald Trump, but if he wants her, okay, I'm for her. But it turns out a lot of the people that Trump wants, even though I'm you know, a great champion of Donald Trump and a great defender, I'm also a critic when need be. I'm always honest. Trump has failings, and I think his biggest failing is that he named too many people to administration posts who are part of the D.C. swamp. What makes anyone think Gina Haspel's not part of the D.C. swamp? She's a career CIA woman, and I know she did the torture stuff, and so some Republicans like her for that, and Trump likes her, and that's great, but she also was endorsed by every former CIA director, including Brennan, who I can't stand, and Panetta, who I can't stand, who are all part of the deep states. I'm nervous that this is another bad appointment by Donald Trump. Your thoughts?
Yeah, well, I was thinking you really can't get away from it because you need an intelligence professional who's worked, you know, in the community for years, and she's been there for more than 30 years. And, you know, it sounds like she's a professional, apolitical person, which is what they're supposed to be. You know, obviously we see otherwise with Brennan now, but, you know, So, I mean, there's only a few people who could, you know, fill that kind of role, and I think it's smart to elevate a woman, you know, and make some history while doing it, and you know, hopefully she won't turn out like the other, you know, deep state swampers that we have.
But here's a question up at Zero Hedge right now. This is why I like Zero Hedge, because they ask really good questions. Here's the headline. I want to get your reaction to it. Christina Wong from Breitbart. Was Gina Haspel, Trump's new CIA chief, involved in the secret spy op on the Trump campaign? You know, see, this is exactly what I'm more nervous about. Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, expressed concern over CIA Director Gina Haspel's involvement in a recently exposed surveillance campaign against Donald Trump's campaign, known to your close relationship with former CIA Director John Brennan. The minute Brennan said that he supported Haspel, that was the moment where I didn't like her anymore. And so here I see this. I just realized, yeah, she was part of that whole swamp when Trump was investigated. How do you think she's now going to be the rescuer of us all? Come on.
I know. And the answer is, you know, she shouldn't be. And I think that what we've learned is that, you know, we really can't trust the certain leadership at the FBI or the DOJ or even the CIA, you know, and it really takes Congress watching over these agencies to make sure they're held accountable, which is what there's, you know, Congress is supposed to do, and these agencies are supposed to be held accountable. I think we've forgotten that. So, you know, I think we've got a really good number of Republican lawmakers in Congress on judiciary and House Intel, especially Devin Nunes, who are going to make sure, you know, she doesn't become politicized. But I think we're learning more and more about John Brennan's role, the CIA's possible role in the investigation of the Trump campaign. I've seen reports that, you know, Brennan starts spying on, the CIA starts spying on the Trump campaign April 2016. And so that's 2 full months before the FBI opened their formal investigation. And so there's a lot we still have to find out about. And luckily the House Intel Committee is looking into it. But yeah, you know, I think you really can't avoid, you know, to some extent, you know, swamp creatures.
And by the way, you mentioned the FBI, you know, or the CIA and all these people spying on people. Well, the deep state FBI started spying on Mike Flynn in 2015 for a $45,000 Russian speech, but they never spied on Bill Clinton for a $500,000 Russian speech. And so you just sit back and
I mean, that's Jill Stein was there too, you know, and no one's investigating her, at least not that we know of.
But I mean, Christina, that's my issue is that I'm not saying that everybody's a perfect saint in the Trump administration. I'm not saying all Republicans are, you know, wonderful law and order people and all Democrats are lawbreakers. I think they all do bad things, but the only ones that are ever investigated are Republicans. Isn't it funny how that works? Democrats do the exact same things. No one ever investigates them. Am I missing something? Here we have a Republican president, and they're still investigating nothing but Republicans. How is that possible? Am I missing something?
And it's funny because I think Flynn was a Democrat, but it's like as soon as you get involved with the Trump, campaign, you're suspect.
You're the enemy. You're the enemy.
Exactly. Exactly. And as far as the speaking engagement, I mean, that's what retired generals do. You know, they take speaking engagements all over the world. And so, he hasn't been charged with doing anything wrong with that. I think he's only been charged with lying to the FBI. And even that's sort of under question because the two FBI agents who interviewed him said they didn't detect any kind of deception. And so, I mean, that's still an open question.
Right. But, of course, with Hillary, nobody detected any deception at all either. So, it's interesting. When they don't detect deception with Flynn, he still gets indicted and he still could go to jail and they ruin his life and he uses up all his money with legal fees. But when they interview Hillary, she doesn't have to actually be sworn in. They don't record it. They don't videotape it. And they let her walk away and they say nothing happened. Don't worry about it. It's the most incredible thing I've ever seen. Christina Wong, Pentagon reporter, Breitbart News, website Breitbart.com. Christina, thanks for getting it right. Thanks for coming on. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now, USA Radio. We'll be right back. Remember, third hour, Newsmax TV, 8 o'clock Eastern, 5 Pacific, Newsmax TV, War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Be right back.
Attention, ladies. Is your bladder bothering you or controlling your life? Do you want to sleep through a night without getting up all the time? Do you want to keep your active lifestyle, freedom, without looking for bathrooms all the time, plus regain your confidence? Well, now you can with Better Woman. Better Woman is an all-natural supplement specifically formulated with 20 pure Chinese herbs. It works to improve your bladder control with no side effects or harsh chemicals. Better Woman has been helping women with bladder control problems since 2002. Thousands have trusted us. We want to help you. Call right now and learn how to get a free bonus bottle, a $45 value, and join thousands of women to get your bladder control back. Better Woman is freedom in a bottle. Call now and find out how to get a free bonus bottle of Better Woman.
800-897-5406. 800-897-5406. That's 800-897-5406.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. It doesn't take much for grocery store shelves to go from fully stocked to completely bare. Please don't wait for an emergency to happen to become a victim of chaos and a government that cannot provide. Make sure you have an adequate food storage supply and use My Patriot Supply. These are great folks I've started working with. They've helped me plan for an emergency. I'm here to tell you it doesn't have to be difficult. In fact, with this first step, you can make any crisis seem like an inconvenience. Get each person in your household a two-week emergency food kit from My Patriot Supply. They're only $67. That's it. $67 for 2 weeks of food that lasts up to 25 years. Call now, 888-524-6540, or use the special website, preparewithwayne.com. Preparewithwayne.com. Do it today and prepare so you can feed your family when a crisis strikes. 888-524-6540. 888-524-6540 or preparewithwayne.com.
Want to add three more days to your weekend? Then get on board a free luxury cruise today. Your dream destination, meals, and adventure are all included free when you buy the book 5-Day Weekend. Why is New York Times bestselling author Garrett Gunderson and Nick Halig giving away thousands of luxury cruise tickets? Simple. They've created an online community they want you to benefit from. No, you don't have to read the book or join the community to enjoy your free cruise. Use the ticket when you want, how you want, and with who you want. They're confident after you apply just three of their 16 proven wealth-building strategies in the book, you'll improve your cash flow in just 30 days, so you'll join the online 5DW community. That's why the authors can afford to be generous and give you a luxury cruise ticket at their expense. Call 1-800-598-5129, 1-800-598-5129. Buy a copy of 5-Day Weekend, and you'll get a free 3-day cruise ticket for processing and tax. That's 1-800-598-5129, or log on to cruisenow.info. That's cruisenow.info, cruisenow.info.
War now!
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
As the globalists attack America and the Trump agenda, we need to show our support. Get your free Trump flag to show your support. You can get your free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now, freetrumpstuff.com. Get your free Trump flag. Drive liberals nuts, make them crazy with your new free Trump flag at freetrumpstuff.com. Go now.
All right, last segment of hour number one, the 3 o'clock hour here on the West Coast, 6 o'clock East Coast. Wayne Allyn, War Now, the Landis Tax Group, the sponsor of this segment of the show. When the IRS came after me, I looked for the best tax lawyer in America. I found one. His name was Sam Landis. And if I had the entire United States IRS after me and the whole U.S. government after me and Obama after me, the President of the United States, the commie dictator, out to destroy my life. And Sam Landis beat him not once but twice. I walked away unscathed. I didn't owe a penny. Can you imagine what he could do for you if you don't have the whole U.S. government arrayed against you? Can you imagine what he could do for you? How easy it would be to handle your case if you just owe a little money to the IRS, or you just didn't report on time, or you just didn't report at all? Well, that's a piece of cake compared to what Sam had to do with me, and I walked away unscathed. So thank you, Sam Landis. The attorneys at the Landis Tax Group have resolved over 8,500 IRS cases. It's time to put the power of a real tax attorney and a real tax law firm on your side for as little as $490 per month. That's a flat fee. Do that for 2 or 3 months and he solves your problem. It's amazing. You go to a real tax lawyer, right? Generally, they're going to charge you like, you know, $10,000 retainer, and by the time you're done, they make sure the bill's $25,000. They're like those corrupt cab drivers in Las Vegas that take you from the airport to the strip, and it's $30 because they went the long way around. That's what attorneys do, you know? You can't walk away without spending $25,000. Sam Landis charged you $490 a month for 2 or 3 months, and you're done. And you get a free consultation with a tax attorney that's protected by attorney-client privilege. Call Landis Tax Group, 800-WE-HELP-YOU. Free anywhere in the United States, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, 800-WE-HELP-YOU, the letter U. Just remember, it's the letter U. We help you, the letter U, because you're an underdog if you try and take on the IRS without Sam Landis. So the breaking news of the day is this IG Horowitz finding reasonable grounds, the FBI violated federal criminal law in the Bureau's handling of the Hillary investigation. Huge news. And that the deep state FBI started spying on Mike Flynn in 2015 for a $45,000 Russian speech, but they never spied on Bill Clinton for a $500,000 Russian speech. And then the fact that the FBI planted a plant inside the Trump campaign, a deep state plant. And that plant, we got his name now. His name is Stephan Harper. Maybe it's pronounced Stephen, but it's spelled S-T-E-F-A-N. So I think it's Stephan Halper. Excuse me, did I say Harper? Halper, H-A-L-P-E-R. FBI spy, we think. At least that's the way it's being reported. And he was Bill Clinton's classmate and later an advisor to the Clinton administration. Is this stuff funny? I mean, it's hilarious. It's a shocking admission. The New York Times reported the FBI open investigation dubbed crossfire hurricane into Trump's campaign 100 days before the presidential election. The FBI was spying on the opposition party's campaign, and you know they gave it all to the Hillary Clinton campaign so she'd win. And when she lost, they all had a heart attack, and they realized they were all going to jail. And Trump reacts to Obama's deep state FBI spy embedded in his campaign. He says, this is bigger than Watergate. It's 1,000 times bigger than Watergate. For once, Donald Trump had an understatement. First time in history. He should have said this is like 1,000,000 times bigger than Watergate. You know, because that's an informant. Basically what they did is they put an informant, a spy and an informant inside the Trump camp. It's just unbelievable. And despite all that, by the way, it's got to be the most successful first 17 months of a presidential administration in the history of the United States. I mean, everything is going fantastic for Trump. But that is some witch hunt. And now the federal judge who ripped the Mueller team obtains a scope memo detailing the Russian probe. Let's see now if this judge, T.S. Eliot III, in the Eastern District of Virginia, let's see if he can throw out the whole Manafort case and embarrass them all. And then we have this big scandal with Trump calling MS-13 members animals and the media ripping him because they lied and said he called all immigrants animals. No, he was calling the MS-13 gangbangers who murder people and rape people and strong-arm people and carjack people and home-invade people. He was calling them animals. And the White House now says calling MS-13 animals isn't strong enough. He could use much stronger language. Trump said, I will always call MS-13 animals, or worse. Sarah Sanders, otherwise known as Sarah Huckabee Sanders, slams the media liberals enraged that Trump called MS-13 gang animals. If the media and liberals want to defend MS-13, they're more than welcome to. Donald Trump Jr. slams NBC's Andrea Mitchell. You'd rather side with MS-13 than President Trump. And then I agree with this article. I do agree with this article. It says that Trump's MS-13 animals line was a trap, and the liberals fell for it, because this could be the campaign issue of the year. I mean, if liberals think MS-13 members are lovely people, deserving the exact same type of respect as, say, your grandma or grandpa or your priest, because that's what Schumer said. Schumer tweeted out, when all of our great-great-grandparents came to America, they weren't animals, and these people aren't either. Wow. And this guy, Alam Bakhari, I don't know who this is, but he says, defending brutal drug cartels that rape, murder, and dismember people in order to own Donald Trump. That's what Alan Bakhari said about Chuck Schumer's comment. I mean, this is great. This is, you know what this reminds me of? I have argued for years, the average person doesn't remember this, that Michael Dukakis had like a 17-point lead over George H.W. Bush and wound up losing by 5 or 6 points. It was like a 25-point turnaround. And it was all because in the debate, they asked him, if an animal raped and murdered your wife, would you want to give him the death penalty? And he said, no, because I don't believe in the death penalty. I'm not going to change my mind just because it's my wife. And that was the end of Dukakis. That was the end of that little squirt, that little short 5'1" liberal tank driver who looked like an idiot in the tank. Said he wouldn't even want the death penalty. He wouldn't even fight for the death penalty. He wouldn't even want to kill the guy that murdered and raped his own wife. And every woman in America heard that and said, what a schmuck. I wouldn't vote for this guy. And that's what Democrats just did with MS-13. We'll see in a sec.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Come.